to see you all out here in the rain. The skies are crying on our behalves, it seems. The raids of October 15th have demonstrated the power of this crazy legislation that got passed in 2002 called the Terrorism Suppression Act to rein in political dissent and call it terrorism. Today I want to read a few extracts out of a book that my friend Valerie Morse wrote about the Terrorism Suppression Act and New Zealand's involvement on the so-called War on Terror. Starting with this on the Act, Valerie Morse says, "This web of new legislation is the framework of the agenda against freedom. It is a highly structured and well thought out plan to extend state power further into every New Zealander's daily life, to erode our privacy and to erode our freedom. The world of international terrorism may seem very far from our daily lives. However, its effects are very real. And obviously we saw that on Monday the 15th of October when the police smashed down our right to speak out with their guns in the Dawn Raid. Valerie says, throughout history, one of the most debated and struggled for rights in any society has been the right to disagree with or dissent from the majority view. This is particularly true in times of war. Government has long worked to control, manage, and suppress dissent. Dissenters have been cast as violent, crazy, or exceptionally rare. Obviously, you guys show that they're not that rare. In the post-September 11th environment, dissent is portrayed as a form of terrorism. I just have to point out how prophetic her words were. Undoubtedly, you and your friends discuss political issues of the day. Often, you have opinions that oppose those that you read in the newspaper or hear on the radio. It is not uncommon for the views of ordinary people on the streets to be more open-minded and tolerant than the politicians or the media would have us believe. Since 9/11, the media and the government have told us that global terrorism is a major threat to New Zealand, based on events in the US. This is a government-constructed myth that serves the specific purpose of inducing fear in order to better control and exploit the population. The media propagates the myth for its own related ends. The threat of terrorism is characterized in this myth not only as nebulous, dark, external forces, but internal ones as well. Does political dissent actually form part of the so-called domestic terrorism threat? We think not. Since 9/11, individual dissenters and political groups have been directly linked or likened to terrorists. They are targets for surveillance because they challenge power. They challenge the status quo. While some of these individuals are associated with groups that oppose various government initiatives, they have never been charged with really participating in a conspiracy. Nevertheless, as we shall see, and as we have seen today, some of the groups that disagree with the government's agenda have received attention both from New Zealand and from overseas intelligence gathering agencies. Of course, the GCSB and the NZSIS are not pursuing every email that mentions the near-universal desire to kill George W. Bush. Rather, the agencies focus on identifiable and often vulnerable targets such as political dissidents and activists, minorities and Indigenous communities. And again, I just want to point out how prophetic Valerie Morse's words were, how we saw these words come true on October the 15th, and that's why it's so important that we are all here standing up for our right to speak out against the government. Cheers, thank you.
diversity period.